Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from Public Radio International and WNYC in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning on this Monday, August 18th. I want to remind you that Catherine Lanfer is sitting in for John Hockenberry today. Hey there.
Indeed, I am.
And I also want to remind you, these are the stories that we're covering today. The center of Tropical Storm Fay is over central Cuba this morning. The storm center should emerge over the Florida Straits later this morning. And forecasters say it'll be near hurricane strength as it gets close to the Keys tonight. Also, Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf has resigned. He gave a televised speech saying he's turning in his resignation today. It's not clear whether he will stay in Pakistan. Had been in power since a 1999 coup. And so far in Georgia, it doesn't appear that Russia has taken any steps to withdraw its troops from that country, as it has promised under an EU-backed ceasefire agreement. Russian troops have also begun a campaign to disable the Georgian military. So obviously a story we're going to continue to cover.
Absolutely.
Catherine?
Let's go to some domestic news here, Adora. There's been a lot of indicators about the economy, and I can just, you know, trip them off my tongue here for you. Consumer price index rose 5.6% last month. I bet you saw that. Sharpest annual rise since 1991. Just last month was the 10th month in a row where the average wage failed to keep check with inflation. And you heard about Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
Recipients there are on track to receive their highest cost of living increase in more than 25
Very
years.
Very timely.
Exactly. So we have all of these indicators. But here at The Takeaway, we're doing our own sample of the troubled economy. And we're checking in with three different women at very different stages in their lives. How do they make ends meet? How are you making ends meet? Well, we're going to start by talking to Christina Shea. She's 18 years old. She's in Massachusetts, and she's getting ready to go back to Stanford this fall. Christina, I know you've been working a couple jobs this summer. What are you doing to save money?
Well, first of all, I'm working at a summer camp, and I worked there for the past 8 weeks. My job ended Friday, and then on Saturday I started my next job, so I didn't really get much of a break.
What's your next job? What are you doing now?
I'm working at an apple orchard.
Okay, so you're picking apples. You're doing all of this work. What are you saving for specifically?
I received a lot of financial aid from Stanford. They have a really good financial aid policy where a lot of they're kind of copying the Ivies, and they no longer give loans. So they meet a lot of your aid with grants, which is really nice, but there's just all the other things I have to work on paying for, like airfare mainly is going to be a big problem.
Airfare to get out to school? Or?
Yeah, it's expensive.
Okay. And airfare to come home? How
right.
are you set up for that?
Sorry, what?
I said, how are you set up for airfare to come home?
Like, I actually am all set for that. I just paid for all of that, but it was a good portion of my summer earnings. So
all right.
Kind of unfortunate, yeah.
So, Christina, quickly, how tight are things for you? What are you seeing?
They're really not too bad. I've noticed that, like, with my friends, it can be really hard paying for gas and everything, but I luckily don't have a car, which is sometimes hard because it means I have to get rides with people and, like, work that out. But I think that's one of the biggest, prices for kids my age. You have to spend money on gas, which
All
is
right.
hard for high schoolers and hard for college students.
Well, Christina, I wish you a windfall, both in apples and in saving that money for college. Thanks for joining
Thank
us.
Thank you.
We're going to go now to Lori. She doesn't want us to use her last name, protecting her privacy. She's a 33-year-old single mother from central New Jersey. And Lori, you've got, how much is your child care every month?
It's approximately $12.25 a month.
Wow. How do you even maintain, how can you pay that? That's a lot.
I'm fortunate. My father is letting me live in his house, which is rent-free. I don't have to help with the mortgage or the bills. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to pay for child care.
That is a pretty fierce choice, to whether you're going to live on your own or be able to provide your kid with daycare.
Exactly. And I wouldn't be able to live on my own with mortgage prices and rent prices, so I'm very fortunate.
And how old is your daughter?
She's two.
Okay. Where does most of your money go, would you say?
Definitely towards the daycare.
Mm-hmm.
And other expenses, just, you know, food, diapers, insurance, some credit card bills, but it's pretty much paycheck to paycheck.
Lori, what have you noticed is costing you more today than it has in the past?
Well, definitely gas, which we all know. Food prices have definitely gone up as well. Yogurt, milk, cheese, you know, the staples of a toddler's diet. Cereals have gone up. So I've definitely noticed an increase in my grocery bill.
What are your thoughts? What are your concerns about the future, Lori, when you look ahead?
I worry that I'm not able to save so much right now as much as I want to. For my daughter, I worry about having to pay for college, you know, and just the fact that I am living at home, and I would like to have a place of my own one day, and she can have her own room. And yeah. Right now, I just don't know when that would ever happen.
All right, Lori, a room of your own. We're going to hope that you get that soon. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to go now to Margaret Cox. She's 81, and she's living in Florida. She's currently paying two mortgages. The idea was for her to sell her home and live off those proceeds so she could be all right in a retirement community. She's in Zellwood Station, Florida. Instead, what happened, Margaret?
Well, as I decided that I would move from my large home into the mobile home or the manufactured home that I'm in now, the bottom fell out of the real estate. So I'm stuck here with the two of them, taking care of both of them. And so I just have my Social Security to rely on.
All right. Now, you have this fixed income. What's it like trying to deal with rising prices while your income stays the same?
Very, very difficult because, as the young lady said before, the groceries have really gone skyrocketing, and also the prescriptions and medical bills are higher now at my age. And even though you have your Medicare and your other insurance, sometimes it doesn't take care of everything, and then that puts you in a squeeze.
When it comes to your day-to-day expenses, tell me specifically, what have you seen go up? Is there something at the grocery store that you put your hand out and then you think, oh, better not?
Well, milk for one thing, and then I enjoy ice cream, and that's one of my luxuries, and it's gone up, too. Everything has.
Now, what kind of relief, if any, is the Social Security increase going to mean to you?
Well, it will mean some, but as a rule, when the Social Security goes up, so does your Medicare. So that takes part of what they have given you, and they get it back.
All right.
So, and then my other, I have the Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, and it keeps going up. So all in all, it's just not a losing battle, but it's a hard climb up.
How do you cope, Margaret?
Well, I do a lot of praying, and so far the good Lord has helped me out all the way, and I feel that in the end I'll come out on top.
And how surprised were you? I mean, you had this great idea to sell the house. What hopes do you have for getting that house moving on the market again? How close are you looking at that?
Well, I have had a couple of people looking at it in the last week, so my hopes are beginning to rise a little bit.
All right.
But there's no guarantee because the loans now are so tight that people can't qualify for them.
All right.
They were so liberal with them to begin with, and since the economy has dropped and everything, it's just gone haywire.
Margaret, I want to thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. So we've got a college student, a single mom, Adora, and an 81-year-old stuck with the housing market.
A lot of uncertainty, I think, for all of us, really.
No, it's really true. And we'd like to have you tell us what you think of this news story. How are you coping? 877-8-MY-TAKE, mytake@thetakeaway.org.
And Catherine, we're always on here at The Takeaway. You can catch up with us on Facebook, Friend Feed, on Twitter. On today's show, Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf steps down. Michael Phelps and other Olympians step up. And undecided voters, well, they speak out.
And I am Catherine Lanfer in for John Hockenberry. 40 million people tuned in to watch Michael Phelps take his 8th gold medal. Were you one of them? Go ahead and tell us at 1-877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.